Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
Now, all members of the Gorda Public Order Unit are to be issued with tasers, the Gorda Commissioner has said, while the force is also to acquire two water cannons for full-time use. The Gorda Commissioner has also told the Oireachtas Committee on Justice that an Gorda Síochána has already begun making changes to operational policing in the wake of the riot in Dublin City Centre last week. Joining me now is Labour spokesperson on Education and Justice, Eoin O'Riordan, and by Fine Gael Senator and Vice Chair of the Oireachtas Justice Committee, Barry Ward. You're both very welcome to the programme. I might turn to you, Eoin O'Riordan, first of all. Were you happy with what you heard from the Gorda Commissioner in relation to the policing of last Thursday's riot?
Well, look, I was happy on one level that when I raised with him the non-implementation of the Garda Inspectorate report in April 2019 on public order policing, he was able to tell me that many of the aspects that are reportedly unimplemented have been implemented. But I think we do have an issue in terms of his timeline from 4:30 to 6:00 on the day itself, where he didn't or wasn't at ease with suggesting that the situation was out of control at 4:30. The first public order unit was deployed at 2:00. At 4:30, the Lewis was blocked and there wasn't the deployment of a second public order unit until 6 p.m. So there's an hour and a half there when the evening was getting darker, where everybody else seemed to be able to assemble from far-right activists and others to get organised via WhatsApp, and they seemed to be ahead of the guards. So,
but to clarify, that's the second public order unit.
Yeah.
He did say, did he not, that other more officers from the Dublin metropolitan region were being brought on stream all the time.
He did, but what effectively was there was, had lost control of the situation at 4:30. And I do feel that this was going to be a different public order issue. It wasn't the nature of previous protests that had blocked traffic. This is about something that had happened, heightened tension, and being aware of the atmosphere in certain areas within certain activists previous to this. He then was unable, in answering my colleague Alan Kelly, to tell us how many Garda recruits there are this year. And that really was a poor moment for him,
felt. We'll get on to that.
I think, we have been...
Can I bring in Barry Ward, if I may, for a second, on that point that Eoin O'Riordan raises? Correct me if I'm wrong, the Gorda Commissioner wasn't willing to concede that the situation was out of control. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I think where Eoin is coming from is the notion that if there is a public order incident, then the Gardaí are not in control. Or if there's a serious incident, the Gardaí are not in control. That doesn't necessarily follow. Crime happens all the time. Public order or disorder happens all the time. It doesn't mean the Gardaí are in control. What the measure is how long it takes them to deal with that situation and to bring order back. Now, it did take a number of hours. Nobody is happy about that, I suspect, least of all the Commissioner. But the reality is the Gardaí did bring order back. And there is now an investigation, a very heightened investigation in Dublin. We know a number of people have been brought before the courts. And the hope is that that investigation will yield results.
But it's the time it took. And that's what TDs and senators were getting at during the question today. It's the time it took to get the situation under control. And your colleague in Fine Gael, Alan Farrell, asked about the strategy to bookend, is the word he used, the rioters. He said, were they corralled into O'Connell Street, for example, or could they have moved onto other streets if they wanted to do so? What was his response, do you remember, to that?
Well, they were corralled to an extent, but they were, I think what was
I
more
think
effective
he said he didn't
by
have the resources to corral them.
I think what was more effective by the Gardaí is that they diverted them away from particular areas where more damage or more disorder could have occurred. I think, however, it's very important to realise that there is a narrative out there that this was somehow readily predictable. The kind of stuff we saw online on the afternoon of last Thursday has been online before. Those calls have gone out before and they haven't been reacted to in the same way. So I don't accept that it was readily predictable and that the Gardaí should have had hundreds of public...
Nor did the Gorda Commissioner.
No, indeed. And I think that he's right.
Okay, was he right?
I have to absolutely refute that, because anybody who knows anything about Dublin town, O'Connell Street, that area, knows that it hasn't been safe for quite a while. You put on top of that the activism of the far right, and you put on top of that a beleaguered, under-resourced Garda force, and you knew it only needed to have one one sort of like incident, tragic incident, and the way that it was manipulated online for it to all blow up in our faces. And the situation wasn't under control until 10 p.m. and you had the bizarre situation, as I've just said, of the activists, far-right activists, being better at organising the riot than the guards were in terms of responding to it. And you had WhatsApp messages going between colleagues, people having to go home to get their public order uniform. There was a failure of any proper plan, according to a GRA representative last
night. Which the Gore, the commissioner, rejected.
He did reject that. But I have to say, over the course of his evidence, it's very, very important for us now to get the full truth. Now, he has commissioned a report for the minister on the events last Thursday. Mm-hmm. We need to see that report, the elements of it that, you know, don't need to be redacted. We also need to have an independent, we feel, review into the events of last Thursday, what led up to it, and the events afterwards. Because, to be honest, at this point, it's very difficult for us not to come to the conclusion that both the Garda Commissioner and indeed the Minister's performance today in on the Dáil Chamber, that their positions are becoming increasingly untenable.
Why so? And maybe one question will help us towards that, the answer to that. Your colleague, Colm Brophy in Fine Gael, asked the Gore, the Commissioner, if this event or a similar event were to happen tomorrow, how can you reassure us, and I'm paraphrasing, that things will be done to bring things under control more quickly? What would be done differently?
Well, I can tell you that being in Dublin City Centre today, there is a hugely visible Garda presence, the kind of thing that has been coming. And like, in terms of the recruits, going over a year, the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, has been putting in place provision and through the budget to provide for more Gardaí, and the 1,000 Gardaí that were planned for this year, and there will be over 800.
Not true. Most of 633 them, is so, the number that was so given far, to the committee.
So far.
633. Yes. There were, not there, 1,000.
Yeah, 600. That's so far, Aon. It's anticipated there'll be over
it's
800.
November.
Yeah,
it's November. It's
December
at the
that's
end
right,
of the
and
week.
There's still one attestation to be made. But the point is, provision was made. Most of those guards are coming to Dublin. And you can see the visible policing on O'Connell Street today and around the city centre. So
after
I think the
Gardaí,
that is exactly right, Aon. Thank you for spotting that.
But
it is in reaction to that. It is in reaction to that.
Don't get glib with me now. We're talking about a very serious issue.
And if I can ask a question.
I'm tired of this Fine Gael glibness when it comes to issues of serious security when it comes to riots.
I'm tired of your hindsight piety in relation to this, which is not fair.
Just keep your glibness to yourself, thanks.
Can I just ask one question? People basically want reassurance from the Gore, the Commissioner, I think, TDs and Senators, that if this happens again, that it will be shut down far more quickly.
Yeah.
Now, that was a question that was asked by Colm Brophy. And in his response, he said that they have different tactics now. And he mentioned the water cannons, two water cannons in Dublin. So can I ask you, are you reassured if something like this would happen in Kerry or Donegal? What happens
then? That is one aspect of what he said. He outlined the fact that they have changed their approach to all of these things, and that is welcome. The visibility of policing, I think, is first and foremost a deterrent. And as I say, you can see that through the city centre today. I don't think anybody wants to see water cannon used. But if the time comes that it's required, then I do think one of... Yeah, they are in Dublin, but
so
I mean...
What happens if the riot is in Galway?
Well, they can be moved to Galway.
But 3 hours down the road.
Well, Galway's not 3 hours down the road anymore, Cormac. It's only two. But the point is, very, very rarely do these things materialise as quickly as they did last week. You now have a situation where the Gardaí have committed huge resources to monitoring these groups. There will be a much closer eye kept on them, I suspect. And I don't think they will allow a situation like this to happen again.
A much closer eye kept on them, Aon. Is that...
No, can
I just
say...
Are you reassured by that as well? Let Aon back in.
Well, I mean, I think any listener who thinks that water cannon is the answer will be, I think, have their face in their hands at the moment listening to this. Let's be clear. Last month, we almost had an effective strike from An Garda Síochána Síochána every Tuesday. So clearly, there is a massive morale problem within An Garda Síochána. We have unprecedented numbers of resignations from the force. Unprecedented. And this is not being addressed. We have a minister who is failing to acknowledge. At 6 o'clock on Thursday, she was telling the nation that Dublin City was safe, that outside of this incident, Dublin City was safe. Nobody believes that. And the reaction to that since then has been talking about dog units, horse units, a water cannon and facial recognition technology.
But also,
when
there's
been all of this, but none of this,
the use of
none
pepper
of this,
sprays, tasers, body cams from the middle of next
and
year.
What is actually being done? This is like after the fact. This is like when we have a riot. What actually is being done to prevent this from happening in the first place? So there's a number of failures of government.
Hang on a second.
There's a number of failures. One is the failure to tackle effectively the far right, not to recognise the level of activity they have in terms of libraries, in terms of accommodation centres, and also at Dáil Éireann last month. And when Barry was quite happy to write to the Garda Commissioner then in terms of resources, but seems to think everything is fine now. Also, the failure of government to actually dispel the myths that have been propagated by these people, haven't done it, and have isolated the minister, Rather Go Gorman, in that respect. And now we're in a situation where we have to have an after-the-fact response from a beleaguered Garda, force who effectively almost tried to go on strike last month.
That Barry responded. Okay. That was a question that was asked. If the Gardaí had dealt with the far right before Thursday, maybe Thursday wouldn't have happened.
Well, I'd be very interested to know in due course what Aon thinks that they should have done to the far right. Should all these people have been locked up before that? The reality is that we know who they are, and they are a very small number of people. Yes, they were successful in agitating people beyond their own ranks last Thursday, but Aon is looking at this with the wonderful benefit of hindsight, and he's now telling us after the fact. Do you know what? I'll finish the sentence this time, Aon, okay? With the wonderful benefit of hindsight, and now telling us the positions are untenable, none of which helps the situation.
Senior members, well-known figures in the far right in Ireland were inciting hatred, and nothing was done, they say about it.
No, but at the moment there is hate speech legislation going through the House of the Oireachtas for exactly this reason, opposed by many people within the Oireachtas, and spoken against by people who think we shouldn't be putting that legislation in place. But what you do have is a minister who's on top of this, a commissioner who has acknowledged the tactics need to be changed, acknowledged they're putting different systems in place, and it's very unhelpful for people to be playing politics with this and trying to score points.
I have to go in way over time. We'll definitely come back to this, though. Apologies to Aon O'Riordan from Labour and Barry Ward from Fine Gael. Thank you both very much indeed.
Also, just to mention, during an interview earlier in the show, Labour Party TD Aon O'Riordan commented that Justice Minister Helen McEntee said that Dublin City was safe at 6 p.m. during the rioting last Thursday. We're happy to clarify that Justice Minister Helen McEntee did not say this.